I'm Sean Lee off of La Musique Numérique. Mike and I are digging on this album quite a bit. The song's called In the Aftermath. Postal Yonan before that did a song called Supremes off the album Skyler and Skyer. 07, brand new 07. These guys are formed in 1997, Mike. Been around for a long time.
Yeah.
See these guys live. We definitely kind of think they're like jam band electronic sound. This new song of theirs, Don't Call It Love, 12-inch version featuring Tom Leonard vocals. Interesting, huh?
Yeah, they're kind of more of a, you know, it's just leaked two tracks, or they released two tracks. They've been working on new material. I don't know when the new album's coming out or what they're doing. A different sound, but maybe who knows if these are going to be on the album or not. But definitely remind me more of when they're like jamming live. God, they're really good when they jam, though.
Really good stuff, yeah. Definitely live. And when they do that, they will come to Portland because they love Portland. When they, you know, for a follow up to their new album, I'm sure we'll have to see them again. St. Lucia, before that, did a song called All Eyes on You. That was a Pacific Air remix. And we start off the whole set with this band called The Preachers. The song's called Is This How You Feel? And that was a Classics remix.
You know, Classics did such a great job picking songs to remix. It was just a perfect song for them. I like the original, but I mean, Classics just give it their little special touch. It's really cool. I saw these guys DJ at the What the Festival out there in Dufour. Pretty interesting. You know, I think we mentioned this before. I don't really think they started off as DJs or definitely studio guys, producers. Yep. They were having a hard time playing live, but they played some cool tracks. A lot of their own music. People were really into it. So
that's just important. Sometimes it's the songs you play, not how you mix them.
I think so too, yeah. Sometimes
people, just look at us.
Sometimes people, I always say that. Don't listen to me like clunk these beats together. I know it's a train wreck. Just listen to the songs. It's not
it's hard to ignore.
About matching beats. It really
is. Pay no attention to the car crash that you just heard.
And nowadays, it's not about matching beats. Well, these guys were DJing live, right? So they weren't using like the automated DJ stuff like on Traktor and Serato and, you know, that basically auto beat matches for you.
They're just on borrowed equipment.
Yeah. When you listen to DJ and he's just like, they're not doing anything except looking like they're busy, they're not doing anything.
Right.
Yep. They're computer DJs. Anyway, speaking of DJs, we're going to be playing at Doug Fir for our 15-year anniversary, October 4th. We're outside on the deck from 5 to 10 p.m. Come join us. And yes, we will put on Hal, our auto DJ. No, Tim and I will be playing live. We actually play physical CDs still.
We do.
Maybe we'll have a computer with us, too.
We'll do both.
Yeah.
We like it all.
And come join us. Drink a beer with us. And we'll chat music with you. And it'll be a lot of fun. October 4th, Doug Fir. We'll see you guys there.
All right.
And we're out of here.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.